What up, though, my G's? Y'all should know what it is. It is BKAY. It's one half of the Blurs and Clips podcast right here on the Pro 3 ENT Network. Not only with a flawlessly delivered repetitious intro, not only sitting with my G as always, but also in HD.
Hey, it's Chubby Cox. If you question that, you can read the shit on the bottom. Why do I have to tell you who I am? Oh, because you might be listening to audio.
Yeah,
it's the award-winning Vigatron.
Yeah, they might be, on the Spotify, the Google Podcasts, or SoundCloud, or any of those other miscellaneous places where we have the shit that I don't know that people really listen to podcasts at.
But yeah, wherever you listen to podcasts and you're porn audio clips.
Yeah. Wait, niggas listen to porn audio clips?
I don't know.
They might, though. There might be a market for that.
Yeah, it could be. And hey, today's a freestyle day.
For the most part.
Other than us talking about Loki eventually, but you know, you come here for all your pop culture blurs and clip shit to hear two niggas talk about whatever the fuck we feel like, because apparently we're funny and cute and can rap, and that's what you tune in for. Because other than that, I don't know why the fuck you're here, but you know.
Yeah. Could it be our excessive blackness?
Maybe.
I mean, shout out to
people can see that.
For the people who can't see it, I'm wearing a shirt that says excessively black.
And I'm wearing a shirt that has motherfucking Remix the Bang beside it.
We out here. It's what we do. we be repping. See, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We both are repping for homies. You know what I'm saying? We are wearing shit by niggas we know that is dope. Who are dope?
Little known fact. It seems like he's sniffing his finger. He was actually in the middle of laughing. But this is a whole vagina behind him that you can't really see.
Oh.
It was done that way to... That's why it says, hey, Mix is still love in the air. It's like,
smell
pussy. But yeah,
that reads.
Great way to start the show off.
Pretty much, nigga. I mean, shit, we are in these streets, bro. And y'all know by in these streets, we mean in the basement. This is where we actually be at for real.
Right.
So yeah, we decided to try to test some new shit out for the network this week and went and grabbed a shiny new camera. We were previously on a webcam. And that shit just wasn't, it was cool. It was decent quality. But it wasn't fuego. Like, we wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, we wasn't for real 1080 4K type shit. And I'm like, fuck that, aside from our show shit. But it's completely still relevant. Like, we very much, you know, in going into this process of starting a podcast, and then myself in the process of putting together a network, did research and listened to fucking 30 plus 40-ish different podcasts, because I put a post out and said, who has a podcast in the city? And got all type of joints and listened. And 8.5 out of 10 podcasts produced that I heard on the local level, the audio is fucking terrible. Then there are some niggas who had decent video going along with their shitty audio, which didn't make fucking sense. And I felt bad, like we had mediocre video with our super crispy audio. And yeah, it was time to resolve that shit, my nigga. As much as I love y'all, everybody else out here in the potting community and in the content creation community and shit, like, I want to be better than you niggas, though, at the end of the day.
Yeah, webcam. I've been on webcam before. But I'm not, you know, nothing. Never mind.
I should have fucking knew. I should have known. Nah, but I mean, you know, it was definitely time for a switch up. You know, you got to invest in yourself and your crew. And thus far, this shit has worked out. So shout out to everybody who is listening to us. Shout out to everybody who is watching us. Because, yes, it is Saturday. And if it is Saturday, that means you can catch us live. We are both on Facebook and we are also on Twitch live at the same time. If you are over on Twitch and you have Amazon Prime, then go ahead and subscribe to the channel, because in doing so, you get our bottom tier subscription for free and it still pays us. So help support the gang one time. We appreciate y'all. If you're hearing us on any of the streaming services where you get your ear portals fed this goodness, we appreciate y'all tapping in with us. This what we do over here in this bitch.
Bottom tier.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
No, that was it. That was actually good enough. That was fine. Fine by me. So y'all know what it is, man. Blurs and Clips, the TV, movie, gaming, and whatever other real nigga shit we feel like talking about podcasts coming at you live. And this week, we didn't really watch too much of shit.
Or at least we was too high to remember. If we only got high.
I know, right? We are the lowest niggas. We are the lowest niggas in these streets. Shout out to everybody in the chats, man. Shout out to everybody over in the Twitch and everybody over in Facebook. So the only thing that we know for a fact we got to cover is Loki.
We ain't got to cover it, but I mean, you know.
I guess, I mean, the only thing new that, you know, people are talking about, but I'm hearing, you know, it's kind of, it's mixed reviews on it. As far as numbers are concerned, it has the highest premiere of the three Disney Plus Marvel properties thus far. But in terms of reception, it has been lukewarm.
Niggas is dumb.
They are. I try to tell niggas that they was dumb because, realistically speaking, it's the fucking first episode. Like, if they felt like this was boring, they must have wanted to commit suicide.
What the fuck did you expect on first
episode? On the first episode.
Hold on. First of all, even with it being the first episode, this first episode wasn't boring. What the fuck are they talking about?
I feel it. I think perhaps because the shit wasn't fucking action-packed. Like, what I'm saying is, nigga, WandaVision, first episode, I can see you calling that boring.
Because it was.
For sure. Falcon and Winter Soldier, by comparison, definitely not. Was action-packed first episode. Shit was going. This, not necessarily action-packed, but not boring. There was a lot of shit in there for niggas like that are the actual fans of this shit. And no, nigga, like this shit, it set a lot up.
Yeah, I mean, it set a lot up, but I mean, regardless, well, yeah, speaking of setting a lot up, so if some of you that don't know and don't pay attention to shit, if you remember, the last time, well, Loki was seen alive in whatever timeline that we thought was Avengers Infinity War, where he ain't even make it through the first fucking 10 minutes of the movie.
Right.
He got his neck snapped by Thanos. And then you didn't see him again until Endgame, but that was the 2012 version where he grabs the Tesseract and fucking vamooses. So this is where the show picks up, where he has now been captured by the TVA, the Time Variance, what the
Authority.
Authority, okay. And so basically they're putting shit in line because niggas be going back and forth in time and, you know, where the fuck was they at when Marty and Doc was doing all kinds of fuckery in Hill Valley, though? But facts. Nonetheless, so yeah, this is starts off as they've actually captured Loki and they're trying to set some shit right. And it's a whole review of what happened to him in, you know, in past MCU shit. The TVA seems pretty fucking cool. Mobius, being played by Owen Wilson, is trying to basically use Loki for their purposes to stop a variant that's running around during different time periods fucking shit up. So there's a whole lot of time travel, and again, I don't understand what people were talking about, like, if you weren't expecting action pack, because like I said, it had a lot of shit in it that was not just people sitting around talking. So I don't understand
none of that. Look, I agree, definitely not. I feel like this shit did a lot more than what people really were paying attention to. I fuck with Owen Wilson. I don't think nobody doesn't like Owen Wilson. And I'm pretty sure he has a wow clause in his contract.
Damn it, man. You beat me to the fucking punch.
Yes.
Fucking nerd.
I'm sure he has a wow clause in his contract. He has to. It's in every movie he's ever done.
Well, whatever. Fuck him. I'm all about Wound Me. Whatever her last name is.
She was fired.
Nigga. I don't give a fuck. Like, even since it took, I didn't even pay no attention to her in Batman v Superman, especially the longer version. Didn't pay no attention to that shit. And then her in Lovecraft Country, I'm like, yo, I ain't go fucking front. Like, there's something about her ass, nigga.
Yep.
And like, even still with her with all that fucking guard shit on, I'm just still like, man, this bitch is pretty as fuck, especially in the face. But that's neither here nor there. But I mean, you know, it's sexist Vigatron. What else do you expect?
So pretty much. Hey.
No, for real life, that's really more like.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Mad Black Dad over in the Twitch stream. What's popping, my G? Appreciate you tapping in. So, let me see. Wedding Crashers 2 on the way. Hey, P the Nerd coming through with the factuals of things to come. I'm with it. I fuck with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, whatever. I only heard they were only really talking about it, but yeah, it's supposed to be like some straight, I think Netflix or HBO Max, either one. It's going straight streaming. It's what I guess it's supposed to be if it happens, whatever. But yeah, nonetheless, yeah, Owen Wilson. I mean, I thought the shit was pretty fucking funny. as it was. But I mean, just playing with the whole thing of the TVA and Loki being there and not having his powers, because like none of the powers work, and there's so many Infinity Stones that were left there because of people fucking around and have absolutely no effect.
But that's the thing, though. That, and I felt like, I'm sure like somebody like yourself and people like y'all who are watching, and you know, like, and y'all watch this shit. That was the whole thing. My shit has been trying to figure out, what do they do next? What's the next step? What's the next level after finishing the Infinity Saga? The Infinity Stones, each one individually, and then all of them together, were the fucking crux of this whole shit that we have built over 20-something movies. Collecting them, gaining them, being able to use them, fucking doing what Thanos was able to do with them. Considering that, then going into whatever space the TVA operates in, we have now taken what took 20 movies to build up and made it minor, which is something I did not think they can do. How do you go up from there? Well, you take the most powerful thing that we built up over 20 movies and you say it's fucking useless somewhere else. And this is the space that we now operate in, which is a immediate door for me, in my mind, for it, for what this shit is about to expand into. The fact that there was multiples of each Infinity Stone just in a fucking desk.
I feel it. But I mean, at the same time, they also have Infinity Stones and no gauntlet to actually really be able to maintain them. Because I mean, that was the one of the other things too. It was like, nobody really could just fuck with an Infinity Stone by itself. They always needed something else to wield it. No different than when like Ronan was trying to put that shit when he had the Power Stone in his hammer. And the fact of having the gauntlet in the first place, and the fact that the Tesseract was the Tesseract and they weren't even really trying to touch that shit by itself. The ether had to be contained in some way. Like, all of it seems like none of it could really be contained in such a way, but the fact that it's there. I get what you're saying, but I mean,
But Loki couldn't, once there, it was powerless even on the individual side, where Loki was able to even break off that time branch and do what he did by grabbing it initially in Endgame.
Right.
Grabbing it again, he couldn't do shit with it there. It's a piece of the collection of the most powerful things that exist in our universe, and here it is useless.
Right.
But it's, I mean, just a fucking shiny rock.
But I mean, I guess it's that thing of just like, stupid as fuck is Superman being not powerless, but being affected by magic. So like, here, all of these things that are magic based are just like useless. Because I didn't even catch it till I watched the video after the fact. It's like, yeah, as soon as he actually got taken and they showed up at the TVA, that, I don't know if you caught it for as small as it was, but as soon as they got there, the Tesseract went from glowing to then it dimmed.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And I knew, I was looking at it, I was like, why does this shit look funny? Like, I'm like, is it a issue with them doing the special effects? And it wasn't until I watched the shit after, it was like, oh shit, it really was the same way we know it. But as soon as he got there, the shit dimmed. Like, yeah, nigga, you have no effect here, but whatever.
Pretty much. But that's all I'm saying. And then like Owen Wilson, when he was walking Loki through, and you got to see everything going on out there, like on like, you know, whatever, flying cars and all kind of crazy shit. This is a whole, like, on Aladdin shit. It's a whole new world type shit, nigga. That's what got me hype, is the fact that
the most powerful
thing in our world is powerless here. So we're stepping into a whole new plane of power. Because what could be or is powerful in that world is got to be nuts by comparison.
Okay, so you're not just talking about just the thought of the power of the object per se, but you're looking at the expansion of anything beyond that, of like a much bigger opportunity for other shit. I mean, on one hand, it could be argued that maybe time itself is supposed to be the truly most powerful shit, because if they're basically doing the whole shit with Quantumania and with Kang, and they're still playing around with more time shit, I mean, I guess that is going to be the big thing going forward.
Yeah. And then also
realities, I guess.
Yeah. So, All of those things, ain't no fucking telling what Quantumania is going to do. But we get the Multiverse of Madness. Just, like, it's crazy because it seemed like some people fuck up the timeline unintentionally, though. And it's just like, you just make a left instead of a right on this day because you were sick of this shit or whatever, and like your repetitious life or whatever, and you fucked up the timeline, and then niggas coming. Like the one nigga in the beginning, they just hit that nigga with the stick and he just turned into fucking dust. I'm just like, yo.
Yeah, I gotta wonder, like, well, I guess eventually they're gonna explain the whole reset thing of actually what happened to him when he just disappeared and shit. I'm sure there's some explanation as to what the reset means. I guess it's just probably they just made him start everything over. But nonetheless, yeah, the TVA can do all of that shit, but these niggas couldn't stop Doc Brown from plucking a bitch from the 1800s and fucking her and have kids. That is unnatural. It's unnatural, bro.
Right.
They wouldn't stop. It's fucking time rape is what it is.
It's time rape. That is exactly what it is. So like Loki said too, like who the fuck are the lizard people who like determined the ultimate singular correct proper timeline, and where did they fucking get their power from? And if this is the first time that something is being, you know, that the TVA is coming into, you know, our perspective, then that means everything that has happened thus far was supposed to happen. So here we have the first variance. Apparently there's another, there are other variants. I mean, they've said it in the show, we're supposed to get multiple versions of Loki. So I'm wondering how many different versions of Loki there will be that happen in this shit. And I was kind of salty about how they just blew over the D.B. Cooper shit, because I thought that was going to be like something different.
Well, yes, but at the same time, knowing how Marvel does, think about it. Remember we had the same fucking conversation when Falcon and the Winter Soldier came out, and all of the shit that they show from the trailers was basically from like the first fucking episode or the first two episodes.
That's true too.
And it's kind of like the same thing. Yeah, they showed you all this other shit and they're like, oh yeah, like this is supposed to be all over Spans. It's like, nah, nigga, they're collecting little shit that's not even that important just so they don't ruin the real shit.
Right.
So we shall see.
Oh yeah. Yeah. With Skrulls in there, man, shit get crazy. Cause when they first got there, it was a Skrull at one of the desks talking to somebody and shit. And I was just like, oh, so them niggas just be out here.
Well, I'm sure. Well, I'm going to have to go back to watch it because I'm going to be honest. This was one of those situations of not that the show was not interesting, but I have a dumbass habit sometimes of being on my phone and then I'm still scrolling while watching some shit.
For
and
sure.
I'm like, dumbass. Like, now I got to go back to actually pay full attention.
No, but some shit.
So I missed that.
I felt like some shit was. I'm not gonna say it was boring. I can see how somebody could say that if they weren't really like catching the little things that were happening and being imaginative about what, you know, some of these things, the implications of these things could be. But I definitely feel like because it was so contained in like one space, kind of how it felt, that I could see somebody feeling a way about that.
Maybe, but nigga, you're gonna piss me off at people's fucking expectations.
I mean, bro, listen, it's tough because, you know, you have to promote and market your shit, which of course they do, and they do it well. But we have to speculate too. We don't have to speculate, but it's like, nigga, you want to speculate, you want to talk about it, you want to know what's gonna happen. And of course, you want to speculate because you want to be right. And if you are right, then it's like, oh, nigga, it's lit. I was right. Like, I knew it.
So fucking what? But you know, this shit just keeps reminding me of just bringing us closer and closer to Idiocracy, where you can't watch shit with any kind of substance without just being spoon-fed everything. Like,
pretty much.
Like, it's like niggas joke about the Michael Bay shit and just all the explosions. Like, literally, that's all it's going to be in the future. Just movies, just nothing but explosions and crashes.
Pretty much.
Like, fuck a plot.
Yeah, ain't no plot.
You niggas can't sit for fucking 5 minutes without like, hey, something didn't happen yet. I hate you niggas.
Bruh. I mean, so after the show last week, that's what one of the homies was trying to tell me about Saul. Like, man, you just wanted it to be more traps. And I'm like, no, it just sucked, bro. It just sucked. Like, I didn't just want it to, I didn't want just straight action, straight niggas just with handcuffs and traps and all the bullshit. It was just like, bro, it just wasn't good. Let me see. What do I like about this shit? What do I genuinely dislike about this shit? Like, am I fucking tripping for real? Is this shit more Saw than I think it is? And it's just, no, bruh. Like, it's a point where, because the plot of this one, and if you see the trailer, like, then you will fucking know that the plot in this one is the fact that whoever the Jigsaw copycat is, you know, whatever, using the spiral, is targeting cops. And it's stupid ass moments in the movie. For example, where when they were sitting down, like, man, so what do we got? do we have a copycat who's one of Jigsaw's disciples going after cops? And he goes, and then Chris Rock goes, nah, his MO wasn't never to go after cops. And I'm like, nigga, did you not see any of the Saw movies? Because almost every one of them, a cop or a detective or multiple cops or detective were involved, murdered, nigga, stuck in traps, a part of the in behind the scenes fucking crew for Jigsaw. Nigga, cops were a through line of every movie. This shit sucks, bruh. It's like, you can't write a line like that. You clearly never saw these movies then, nigga, if you say that shit. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. You're a comedian, not a fucking actor, and not a good one. You shouldn't have been here.
You know, it's a shame. I actually, in hearing you talk about that, and I was going to say, you wanted to be one way. And I was thinking about this, and I was like, you know what? That's such a fucking waste for you, because you ain't even fucking make it to that season of The Goddamn Wire yet.
No, I did not, but I'm familiar with the reference.
I know you're familiar with the reference from listening to Lil Brother, but I'm just like, yep. This nigga ain't even fucking watched
but the episode. But it's the other way.
So I can't even make the fucking joke. Anyway. So, yeah, I mean, regardless of the fact, I mean, it's a very good start for the series. I'm very pumped about it. I don't really want to compare it to either one of the other two, strictly because of the fact that
I feel like it is completely different. Right. I feel like all of them are completely different from each other.
And that's what I said from the beginning. I'm like, WandaVision was WandaVision, and I didn't hate it. I just really hated the first two episodes or two and a half episodes. But
there's never been a show like that.
Right. Like, this is true.
Period.
And I like the fact that they're doing different shit. And like I said, I told you from the beginning, I knew that I would enjoy Falcon and the Winter Soldier more because it was just going to be more straightforward of just getting to the gist of continuing the story. You know, in the Captain America universe, so to speak. So I was all with that. This is something totally different. And even still, like I said, it's pretty dope. I mean, obviously, Tom Hiddleston is a very charismatic motherfucker. You know, I was looking back at some of the episodes and I was watching back and I was like, you know what? I cuss a lot. And I probably do a lot of shit where I probably should change it. But I'm thinking at the same time, fuck it. So I'm just going to say, to get it out of my system a whole bunch. Fuck. Nigga. All right, so anyway.
I'm 100% nigga.
So I just I'm like, yo, that's terrible. But I'm like, this is the space that we created. Like, so I don't have to put on my work voice. So anyway, I was almost about to do my spiel of how I answered the phone, but that would be telling motherfuckers where I work. And I ain't gonna
yeah, you're
shit.
Right, it
so,
would.
No. Well, at least I don't work at FedEx Kinko's anymore, so you motherfuckers can't ask for goddamn copies. Eat right. A dick, all of you. All of you. So anyway, but yeah, this is a very dope start off for a show that I'm very intrigued in seeing where it goes. So like I said, I'm happy with it. So it just in the first episode, this probably even, I would say, still in some way, held way more intrigue for me in this first episode than Falcon and the Winter Soldier did. So I'm very excited to see where this is going because I probably really wasn't even that excited per se. Like I was interested, but I wasn't really excited about this. So now I'm a little bit more excited seeing actually what they're doing with it.
For sure. So. I mean, nigga, I didn't have any expectations, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like this was a smooth first episode.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have a problem with it, but I mean, you know, again, niggas are stupid, as I said. So, whatever.
It was going to go one of two ways. And with that being said, the thought that it was a smooth first episode.
Oh, shit.
Wasn't as smooth as me. Because today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped.
Wow. This nigga went there. Are your balls as smooth as eggs?
Smoother, in fact. With the Lawnmower 4.0, you can get your eggs to be as pearly as possible. You can have squeaky clean balls. And you also can get whatever the fuck this is. Ha! A ball deodorant. Because you don't want your balls to smell like nuts.
So are you trying to tell me that when a lady is filleting you, she doesn't get her nose tickled by your hairs?
Not at all, because my balls are squeaky clean.
That's what's up. Now I guess all you need is some Dr. Squatch to wash your balls with.
Oh, no.
Make it even better.
Because here's the ball reviver and toner. So you also...
You need your balls revived?
Hey, listen. After a long day of not having your balls revived, this definitely comes through and rejuvenates you in ways you never thought before.
So how does that work? Like, if you let off a load early in the day and this will make your load come back quicker?
Absolutely. And listen, once you've reloaded your load, then you can skeet, skeet, skeet all the way to the bank.
I need to get me some of that. My socks are going to be fucked up.
And don't forget, you can also get yourself a pair of Manscaped Manties.
Wow.
To gently cup your sackery, like so, all day long.
If it ain't got a thong going up your ass cheeks, I don't know if it's worth it.
Of course it does.
Oh, okay.
Well, what other kind of manties are there?
I don't know. I don't even know where you get, well, I know where you get panties, but I mean, I just stand around in Walmart and just sniff them. But nonetheless, I'm sorry. Did I say that all out? Anyway. These are jokes, people. Jokes.
Hey, we out here in these streets. Right. I bought Manscaped for a sponsorship joke.
Well, I seriously was going to get Manscaped last summer, and I just
don't know how to work this shit, though.
Well, I have one already. Well, not Manscaped one. I have something that's like it, and I was going to try to use it. I did once, and I did. Well, I ain't shaved my shit off, but I got the majority of it off. But,
holy shit, nigga!
But no one's seeing my junk anyway, so it don't even matter.
Right now, you can hear the. You hear that? That's whisper quiet technology, with the. No nick blade system, ceramic, that includes a nifty light to shine parts of your balls that you still won't be able to see because they're underneath. But sure.
Well, it's not for you.
You're right.
You know, because I know. You know what? Let me not go there.
Yeah, man. Shit. Hey, Vic. I have a question to ask you. Good brother.
Have I tried Raycons? No. I mean, anyway, I'm. All right, what's up?
No, but I have to go figure out. I got to go learn how to fucking use this bitch on Skillshare, though, this week. So, I'm going to figure it out, nigga.
Yeah, fuck it.
You know what I'm saying? They got to have a course on fucking or not nicking your balls over here, man. Hey. Okay, so it looks like the chat found that funny. That's cool.
We do this for you.
Right. Because I've thought about it very aggressively. What is your, off the top of the head, favorite comedy? Go.
I hate you, nigga.
I know you hate me. I know. You disrespect it every week.
I don't know.
Bro, look, I don't know what my favorite comedy
is. Naked Gun 2.5. Naked Gun 2.5.
Really?
Yeah.
I fucks with Naked Gun 2.
You won't catch me off guard with that bullshit because I'm not going to say Coming to America because that would be Coming to America is somewhat close, but it's not really. So, I mean, like I said, if I'm just going to throw something out there, that would probably be one of my top ones because, I mean, that is still one that is consistently funny as fuck to me. I remember specifically being in the theater the first time seeing it. So that's what I'm saying. We're talking about that kind of longevity of I remember the first experience seeing it. I still watch it consistently now. And it's still fucking funny every time. Yeah, I'm just say that one. I mean, there's a lot of other ones that probably fit that criteria as well. But yeah, that's my answer.
I'm really trying to think hard. And it would be something probably... It would probably be something older, too, just because niggas was out here saying stuff and joking, and the world wasn't like, cancel him or
boo this man.
And all of that shit. That wasn't happening back in the day. But I don't know, man. I really didn't expect you to have a, yeah, exactly. I didn't really expect you to have an answer. I thought perhaps we could throw out a few, you know, because I don't have a number. I don't just have one, I don't think.
Well, yeah, it is a hard question because, you know, this motherfucker like coming off the cuff out of nowhere like, yeah, tell me your favorite such and such. Like, nigga, I can't tell you nothing right off the top except who gave the best head. That's all.
I could definitely give you that one too.
Right.
I know. I got the top three easy.
Oh, like a motherfucker.
I got the top three easy, fam. I don't know, man. Some of my definite favorites, for whatever fucking reason. There's a super minor, ridiculous fucking Ryan Reynolds joint called Waiting. And that shit fucking makes me laugh. So hard, bro.
I feel it. It's not one of my favorites, but I do enjoy it.
Yeah,
very much so.
It's definitely because it's just there's so many elements, bro.
Right.
That hit for me in that joint. I don't know why. Like, you got the guy with all the potential in the world, but he's doing some mundane bullshit. And then every time other little shit comes about, it's more bullshit. And then you see other motherfuckers who like weren't as good or gifted, as talented as you, who fucking coming up and you still in the same fucking spot. And it's like relatable in those real areas of life, but then also relatable in real areas of life, because my nigga, like, watching that shit one time, you will never fuck with nobody who handles or deals with your food ever again, bro.
Yeah, if you're smart, but you know, people are stupid. So
I mean, that should be a general thing anyway, but it's even more when you see the shit that they do in this movie when somebody is a fucking twat to a fucking, you know, server or whatever the case may be. And yeah, and Ryan Reynolds low key can do no wrong.
Well, I mean, even so, still not from actually serving people when you're making food to order. But I mean, I knew from back in the day when my nigga used to work at KFC, and I remember this nigga told me some stupid shit. Like, I think he said that they, on occasion, used to either piss in the grease, or I don't think it was the gravy, but I know he said like pissing in the grease. And I'm like, nigga, I'm never going to KFC in East Cleveland. Thank God that shit's gone.
Why the fuck would they do that?
Because niggas was ignorant and teenagers. Teenager shit. Stupid shit. The same reason why niggas in Burger King was standing on lettuce. It's just dumb shit because you don't know what else to do with your life. The same reason why we have a whole culture of motherfuckers doing shit viral now. Like back then, you couldn't even show anybody. You could just only tell the story. Now niggas get rewarded for doing dumb shit on camera.
Niggas is wildin'. Like what?
Yeah.
Dumb shit. Like, I'm okay.
I don't ever want to deal with that. So it's like, nah, but yeah, I remember him saying that shit vividly. Like, why the fuck would you do that?
Yeah.
But again, like hey, I said, teenage shit.
Young dumb. Just young dumb, I guess. That's fucking nutty. That's definitely one that one's pretty high for me. And I don't know why Zach and Miri Make a Porno makes me laugh so hard, bro, but it's like, that is definitely one of my favorites. I would say top 10. I really want to, we're going to have to make that a comprehensive list where we try to put together our like top 10.
Yeah, I already know shit that's on my top 10. But like I said, I mean, I know what's probably in the top 5 or top 10 of my favorite comedy movies. But yeah, I can't just hit that shit like just right off the top, especially really pinpointing it down, because I think it really depends on the mood. And even if we were talking like TV shows, I would still have an issue with that, because it's like we were saying, favorite comedy series, I'm by default going to tell you The Simpsons, even though I haven't consistently watched The Simpsons in fucking years. But the reason is that when it was during a period of a good streak of like 10 years to where I absolutely loved and adored it, that is still untouchable for me. So all of the other episodes that don't quite live up to par, it's like, fine, I still have that. But then at the same time, if we say in other consistency, if I was talking about The Office, I loved every season of The Office except for the last one. So it's things like that where I'd have to compare it. So when I'm talking about comedy movies, it's like, yeah, you talk about that. I can say Naked Gun 2.5 is definitely high bar for me. But then it's like also I have to put something like Fear of a Black Hat in there for me. But again, Fear of Black Hat is definitely not my number one, but it's definitely another one that fits the category of I remember vividly being in the theater, watching that shit and being in tears. But I also remember being in the theater, being in tears the first time I saw There's Something About Mary. So
man. Okay, so this is the thing. Well, that's tough. I feel like there are more mainstream white comedies than black, obviously, because we know how Hollywood works. But would you say your top 10 is filled with more black or white comedies?
Definitely white, because I mean, I don't really have a lot of black comedies, I don't think, on my list. Outside of Coming to America, if you're just asking me right off the top and me trying to think, I'm really hard-pressed to try to think of anything beyond me going Coming to America and Fear of a Black Hat. So those are the first two. Mm-hmm. And mind you, as much as I do like CB4, CB4 is not really that thing for me where it's truly on the top of my list. So like I said, if I'm picking between the two, quality of Fear of a Black Hat was better than CB4, even though they're damn near the same movie. But yeah, I just can't do it. But I can't think of a ton of black shit that I thought was ultra funny like that. Like, black folks to me are the same thing when we talk shit about black comedians. It's like, being loud doesn't make you funny. And then me as a sort of connoisseur of stand-up comedy, if I see your joke coming, it's not that fucking funny.
Right.
So it's like the same thing. And then it's like if I throw dope in there. Dope is dope as hell, but I don't know if dope is like in my top 10 of comedy movies. It's very high up on movies that I really appreciate and very underrated and very quality and all that shit. And it was very funny. But again, I don't know if it's like in my tops, because especially if I'm talking about shit that I'm endeared to, like it's not really that. But I mean, yeah, it's a lot of shit though. Black Dynamite is definitely in my top five. I think if I had, I'm still going to say Naked Gun 2.5 is probably still my number one, but Black Dynamite is probably my number two.
You know, what is the one Judd Apatow joint? Really? This is 40.
I have not watched that yet.
Nigga. So many parallels to my life. I was like, yo.
I believe it.
This is the one. I thought that shit was fantastic, bro. Because it was just like a couple who was just like, yo, like, nigga, we old. Nigga, like, we old. And we don't want to be. We used to be young and sexy. And we around young, sexy people. And it's frustrating because, nigga, we old. My knee popping and shit. Like, you taking Viagra to get your dick hard. It's because I don't look good. What the fuck kind of shit is this? Oh, but that bitch, you look at her. Ain't that some shit? Like, kids, frustrating.
Well, goddamn, bitch, if you spit on it first, maybe that would help me out. But anyway.
right. One scene in the movie. It's Paul Rudd and Leslie Mann, if you're not familiar. And it's pretty funny. And Megan Fox is also in there, who is, that's an attractive, pasty woman.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so.
What else does she do?
Fucking stand there and look good. Basically. Cause it ain't no good acting occurring. But yeah, so like after, you know, halfway through the movie and life is fucking stressful and niggas is getting old and money is funny and shit like that, there's a random point where Leslie just walk into the room and tell Paul Rudd, like, hey, do you want your dick sucked? And he like, yes. And he sit down and try to get that capsaicin, you know what I'm saying? That topical treatment, you know what I'm saying? Grade her oral presentation, if you will. And 2 minutes into the beach, fucking kids come knocking on the door. And they, oh, like.
Nigga, I would punch kids in the throat.
Young, rotten little motherfuckers. And they just banging on the fucking door. Like, open the door. And he like, hey, we'll be out there in a minute, okay? Like, give me a minute. And she's still going, doing the thing and shit. And then the bigger one come knocking on the door. Mom, open the door. We need to go. Why aren't you talking to us, Mom? What did you do to Mom in the room? Why won't she say anything? He's like, Mom is doing something. Just go to the goddamn car. Like, nigga, it's like, yo, if I've never fucking experienced that shit, I'm like, yo, I fucking feel this, nigga. Like, that shit is hilarious as fuck. And I feel like it's joints like that that 15 years ago, 10 years ago, you know, obviously before being a fucking parent, let's just say start at 10 years ago, nigga, you just wouldn't get it and relate as well. But like being older, all those little things, nigga, like mean so much to me. Like, yeah, I know that feeling, nigga. That old nigganess is real.
I feel y'all. I mean, my experience is nothing like that. It's more like, hey, put your kid back to bed. All right. So outside of that, I want to acknowledge a couple of things. So yeah, PMAC says, Dolomite's my name is.
Hey, that shit was good, man. Movie. That shit was good.
I mean, it's cool. Like I said, it is a feel-good movie. It's not really one of my tops per se, but that's, like I said, my major gripe with that movie had to do with Eddie Murphy doing a very shitty version of Rudy Ray Moore.
And it was just a shitty version.
Because he just really wasn't trying to be Rudy Ray Moore. Like, he just said, fuck it. I'm just going to be Eddie Murphy doing what I think is... No, fuck it. Anyway. And then also, Jay Stu talking about Bullhorn when he smacked the fuck out of the dude when they were in the Chicago Winds pool hall. And talking about the fact that we changed to a different actor. Which, absolutely fucking hilarious. And also, Black Dynamite is yet another movie that I remember vividly seeing in the theater. It was actually at Cedar Lee. It was only like a small engagement at that time in 2009 because it didn't even have wide distribution. And I remember I invited Tut and a bunch of other people that I knew, and we were in that bitch in fucking tears. From the very fucking beginning, I had already thought it was funny, but as soon as the cop was like, you know, hell's a coming. And when this nigga was doing push-ups in the pussy. From that view, nigga, I was in fucking tears. So yeah, that's got to be a major one for me when we're talking about favorite comedy movies. Like, nigga, I got to be in tears in that bitch for
Loki though. Loki,
it's got to be tears, or it's got to be like after it has such a cultural impact on my life. Like I said, with Coming to America, it was like that, because even when I saw it when I was younger, I thought it was funny, but it's had such a lasting cultural impact of us quoting that movie still 30 plus years later. That's hard. That's really, really, really hard to do.
Yeah. I mean, so, and that's the thing. I feel like some shit just be so minor or under the radar that you got to actually, you know, if you didn't see it, you wouldn't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, Waiting is one of those joints. Like, I don't remember that shit coming out in the theater. I genuinely don't. I don't remember. I remember specifically seeing it for the first time at my father's house. And it was, I think the reason that that one was one of the ones that stuck with me and the homies at the time was the fact that they had the ball game.
You could show your balls, and they didn't have Manscaped back then.
They didn't.
See?
They wasn't, they definitely didn't have, they ain't even had a lawnmower 1.0 yet. You know what I'm saying? We are here on the four, baby. You know what I'm saying?
And in the words of Dr. Evil, there's nothing like a shorn scrotum.
Facts. So that one was funny as fuck. But it was only, it wasn't funny that it was like, oh, you try to get somebody to look at you digging nuts, and then that's not funny. What was funny was the different moves and the point system, nigga. Right. So as some mature, immature ass teenage niggas and shit, that shit was great. Because it's like, you know what I'm saying, the bat wing. And Luis Guzman with the lisp explaining this shit made it fucking funny. With the Spanish, with the lisp in Espanol, nigga. Right. Explaining this shit. Now, if you take time to appreciate this, when you stretch your nuts out flat like paper, we call it the bat wing because it's veiny. Like a bat wing. You know what I'm saying? And then having them other ones that they didn't fully explain because it was like they came in the middle of it and shit. And it's like, and that's the Abraham Lincoln. But remember, you got to shave your ball so it looks like it's beard or it doesn't count. Like, nigga, that right. is funny as fuck. You can hit a nigga with the traditional, just show your dick. That's the log. That's one kick, my nigga. That bat wing, though, nigga, that's two kicks. Now, to hit the goat, nigga, the goat, you got to tuck your whole dick and nuts, nigga, in between to the back and then bend over so when a motherfucker comes into the room, they unexpectedly see your whole package in one plus hairy man asshole, nigga. That's the goat. Now, of course, this shit is gross, but that shit was fucking hilarious, nigga, to a 19-year-old, you know what I'm saying, me and my nigga sitting at the house watching this shit, like, yo, nigga, this is amazing. And we thought it was super funny. We didn't start playing the game, but we cracked jokes about that shit for years, bro, because that shit was funny. It's right. It's shits like that, which is some shit that propels that high up on the list for a nigga.
Absolutely. Yeah, and definitely, like I said, it had a, I remember, I think I rented this shit probably from Blockbuster or Hollywood Video or some shit at the time. Just
I got
just
it somewhere around here. I think
I do have it. I have it on a DVD.
Somebody might have stole that bitch from me. But, I ain't gonna lie to you.
But yeah, it's just one of those things. Like, yeah, it definitely it came at a very good time and the right time. I think I tried to watch the whack ass sequel that they tried to put out, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I didn't. I did take the time. I didn't. Speaking of whack ass sequels, because this happened since last we saw each other and we're here. Whack-ass sequels being all, I want to say there's two or three at this point, the Tales from the Hood movies with Keith David in place have been awful. And I only bring that up because Clarence Williams just passed. So rest in peace to Clarence Williams III.
Well, again,
which it bothers me that they continued that without him because he was perfectly alive and capable.
Well, he probably didn't want to do that shit.
I mean, yeah, it's true.
Clarence Williams III has had kind of a, I don't want to say overall critically acclaimed time, but he's definitely worked with some bigger.
Yeah, he done directors. Some major shit.
You know, he's worked with, as far as I know, he definitely worked with John Frankenheimer a couple of times in Reindeer Games, and he also worked with him in 52 Pickup. Because when I think of Clarence Williams III, because of course, yeah, you know.
You think of Purple Rain?
Of course.
Right.
Nigga, of course.
For sure.
Nigga, I've probably seen no movie damn near more than I've seen Purple Rain. So, yeah. Clarence Williams III is the kid's abusive ass father to me. And then I saw 52 Pickup after that. There's an old movie with Roy Scheider.
Oh, yeah. Y'all see that.
Something very hardcore for me to watch that as a kid. But
right.
Well, yeah, that and Purple Rain, but 52 Pickup was fucked up because 52 Pickup was about Roy Scheider was a guy that he had basically, he was having an affair with this young girl and some dudes found out. So it was like a dude that worked at a porn store. Clarence Williams III was kind of like the muscle. And then they knew another guy and they basically kidnapped the girl and basically snuffed her, made a snuff film and sent it to him like, yo, you pay us money or we're going to show this tape to your wife and or send it to the cops. And so when they were like, yeah, we gonna do this shit, and they thought and assumed that he had like maybe $100,000, and he's like, nigga, I ain't got $100,000. He's like, the most I can get is $52,000. So that's 52 Pickup. But it was like all the intrigue that was on. It's actually pretty dope in a way. Like I said, it's very 80s, but it's very noir. It's almost like an 80s Tarantino film without some of the snappy dialogue, I guess. Best way I could probably describe it.
Okay.
So it may be worth kind of checking out. But
did you ever see, and this shit is obscure, so if you haven't, I mean, it's fine. But for whatever reason, when I was a kid, I caught this shit on like HBO or some shit like that, or maybe Cinemax, like while it was still daytime, so it wasn't Skinemax yet. Like, but A Million to One.
I'm trying to think if I actually seen it. I know what you're talking about because it's
so funny. It was like a Spanish comedian nigga and he got a movie.
Yeah, he used to be kind of big in the 80s and I'm just trying to think of, did I actually watch the movie? Fuck. And I can't think of his name for some reason.
I feel like that shit was so stupid, but I watched that shit a billion times when I was a kid.
Yeah, Paul Rodriguez. He used to be he was a very big stand-up comedian and used to show up on a lot of shit back then.
Right. And it was just super random. It was one of those like your ass joints.
But yeah. I think I've probably seen parts of it or watched a good portion of it back in the day during cable days, but it didn't stick with me.
I'm gonna go try to find that shit. I'm gonna go try to find some of the like obscure shit that I still remember from childhood.
Every time I turn around, I wanna swear it's like on the streaming services that nobody really pays attention to, like the Tubis and or Crackles and shit like that.
Okay.
Because I'm swearing I see it come up fairly often when I'm going through shit and I always see like, oh, A Million to One. And I'm like, well, I ain't watching it. So I just keep going. But I'm sure it's on one of the streaming sites.
Well, I just specifically remember thinking about it again because, so what it was, I was in the store and I was like grabbing some shit and I picked up a bag of oranges. And then that shit just like jumped into my mind. And I was like, oh, yeah, A Million to One. And his name was Juan in the movie. And some dude pulled up on him in a limo and gave that nigga like $1 million. He was like selling oranges on the corner.
Right.
And dude pulled up on him in a limo and gave that nigga like $1 million for his oranges, for his orange selling business or some shit like that.
Yeah, because that's like the cover. That's like the one sheet for the movie. It's like him with the oranges. And like, I think maybe he has money in the other hand or some shit.
Yeah. But like the whole thing about it that fucked me up was it didn't hit me until then, at that point in my now adult ass life, that nigga Juan received $1 million for his oranges, but the odds of that happening were 1 million to 1. Mind blown. Double entendre.
How the fuck did you not get that from the beginning?
I don't know, nigga, okay? It was funny, though.
Wow.
It never made sense. It made sense to me from my childhood perspective of, oh, Juan got $1 million. Like, it's 1 million to 1. 1 million was given to Juan. That was it. That was where it, like, nigga, I wasn't a rapper yet. Nigga, entendres didn't register. And that shit fucked me up when it did hit me. Like, oh my God, nigga. It's 1 million to 1 chance of that happening.
Pray for the youth.
And that was racist. So like, nigga, like that was racist, nigga. Like what?
It wasn't as racist as, oh man, Superman, wow, that is one bad outfit.
Yo, you're right. Wasn't as racist as them two nigga Transformers.
Man.
Goddamn, man. Michael Bay.
Man.
Boo this man!
For what he did to the Transformers. That's all I got.
Nigga, all I have to say about Michael Bay in Transformers. Sting like a bee. Nigga. I have never wanted to punch a director in the throat more than the fucking fifth Transformers movie.
Yo, that shit was bad, fam. Where, like, the Transformers was literally got to breaking down into little pieces, and literally each individual piece could fly to go to where they was trying to be at, and then formulate back together and be solid.
That was four, and that was bad enough, but I didn't really think they could top four.
I thought that was the last night.
No.
Oh.
No, that was four. That was Age of Extinction.
God damn.
Because that was when they first introduced Marky Mark, and took Megatron's head and all that shit. So yeah, that was four. As bad as it is, I've watched four a ton of fucking times. I've had it on. It's fucking terrible.
Why
but
did
it's
you
just
do
been,
that?
Because it just be on in the back.
That was the one that was sponsored by Bud Light.
it's just the one that I go to sleep on a bunch of times or whatever. And then I go to sleep on all five of them, where I never really make it to Bumblebee in my queue or in my folder.
You still haven't watched it?
Who said that?
No, I'm asking.
I saw Bumblebee at the theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
No. I think we just talked about it because it wasn't really worth talking about. I saw it at the theater.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm going to say Bumblebee wasn't bad.
I definitely saw it.
Bumblebee was better than pretty much everything after, like, fucking.
You know what? Dude. Bumblebee is really not good. I realized it at the time. We were so fucked up.
It's not good. It just was better than.
Yeah, it was better than. that's what I'm saying. But that's the whole thing. Like, we watching this, like, you know what? This really isn't that terrible. I've had no desire to watch that shit again since I saw it.
Me either.
So that's why I knew. That's where I am in life now. I realized that no matter what the fuck I say, when I'm like, oh yeah, it was cool or whatever, like everything, time will tell the fucking tale. Because if I'm like, you know what, I never watched this shit, it really wasn't that fucking good then.
Facts, bro.
And so that was definitely one of those things. But yeah, fucking Transformers 5. Yeah, the last night, I'd be waking up and that shit be on, and I just be looking like, nigga, I am so glad I didn't pay to see that shit, and just mad as fuck that happened.
I feel like that was at the point in time when we was strolling right into the theater for free.
Exactly, that's what
so,
I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm about to say, because I know I saw it in the theater, and I'm like, damn, nigga, did I pay for that shit? But like, no.
Oddly enough, I paid to go see the fourth one. But then when it came out on DVD or whatever, there was something else. Best Buy had something going on where basically, like, I bought something and the equivalent of what I was getting off for it, I was basically getting the fourth Transformers movie for free. So that was the last one I owned on, like, DVD or Blu-ray or some shit. Like, I basically didn't pay for it. But I don't remember what the other thing was that I bought. But, yeah, like, nigga, Sting Like a Bee, like, Optimus Prime, it is me, Bumblebee, your oldest friend. Like, nigga, that's what stops you from being evil.
It was equivalent to Martha.
Why did you say that name?
Then immediately after not stabbing you through the heart because you said Martha, now leave it up to me to save your mother. What? Nigga, no. You was just about to murder me.
Yeah, nigga.
That was the wildest part to me. The Martha shit was coincidence. Okay. But mere moments ago, you were about to drive a fucking stake, nigga, a spear through my heart, fam. So now, even if we done scrapping, my mother's in danger. And I'm the one with superpowers. Why the fuck would I leave it up to you to go get her, my nigga?
Well, reasons. But, I'm very disappointed in myself, too, that I kept saying that I was going to look for so many different opportunities to just, you know, scream out, why did you say that name? And I never do. I miss every fucking opportunity to do so, let alone if somebody says Martha.
It's okay, man. You can glide right past those moments, just like you glide right past your balls with Manscaped. Just go keep on throwing that out there.
Glide those balls.
Glide right over those balls with anti-nicking technology.
Yeah. So anyway,
whatever they say. Somebody lying.
Jay Stu was giving a breakdown of the Transformers movies, and I basically agreed that, yeah, 1 and 3 are pretty decent. Because I think 3 to me was, it was like an apology for how trash the second one was. And then last night is, yeah, it's definitely one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I agree with him on there. So like I said, I don't think that there's been a situation where I've wanted to, like I said, punch a fucking director in the throat more than that.
Understandable. So, completely.
Yeah, I can't call it.
I used to love Transformers 2. That lasted for about 6 seconds. It's terrible. Too many jokes. Unnecessary robot balls. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the whole thing. I've been watching, like I said, I've had that folder in this week, and I've seen two a lot, too. What I'm also tired of is every fucking Transformers movie and how many times motherfuckers yell, Optimus!
Yo, every single one, bro. You got to yell Optimus, otherwise.
Yeah, it's always yell Optimus when he about to whoop some ass or right before he gets killed, that particular movie.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to do one or the other.
Yeah.
Man, look, yelling Optimus is definitely a requirement, very much the same way, like I said, Owen Wilson.
Oh,
man.
Nigga, and yeah, we talk about five. How many fucking times this nigga had to say, I am Optimus Prime. Nigga, we could get fucking high and drunk off of that movie alone.
I'm pretty sure.
No, I mean, like, even Stu.
If niggas played the game.
Some shit, right. Some good shit to watch high, but no, nigga, if you were really trying to play a drinking name for every time this nigga says, I am Optimus Prime.
Fam, they wanna have as much of that man's golden voice as possible before he up out of here.
I guess, but nigga, like, ain't that what recording digital is for and loop and shit?
Lightweight. Like, just have that nigga say everything in Optimus' voice. That's fucking hilarious.
Right.
Sandwich. I had the tuna melt. Autobots, roll out. Roll in. Fruit, roll up. Nigga, just had that nigga literally saying all kind of goofy ass shit.
Sploosh.
Yo, oh, yo, so check this out. So a nigga, right, like, got international friendships and shit. And my homegirl Annie is sending us a bunch of treats from across the pond. She's in fucking London and shit. So her brother lives in Turkey, and he's getting us authentic Turkish delight. She hit me up the other day and asked for the address, nigga. So hopefully by next week's show, we will have genuine Turkish delight. And I have every intention of trying that shit on camera.
Nigga, I ain't eating that terrorist shit.
I am.
Well, I know. You know, I was with you when you were on the phone with her or whatever, talking to her that one day.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You were here. Well, I mean, they weren't. The right. People.
Yeah, the people.
The people. I am for the people. I live for the people. I die for the people.
What about the people? Yeah, the people. Man, fuck the people. That's a little, I'm going to get you, sucker.
Oh, nigga, I bought this specifically for the bonus features, nigga, because I know our dice scene better be in this bitch. So, nigga, I got Judas and the Black Messiah yesterday at, what do you call it?
A store?
Yeah, at the Best Buy. I don't really know that nothing in there is really the Best Buy, but you know what I'm saying? I be copping shit, though.
It ain't nowadays. I bought a lot of shit in the 90s, but nah, nigga, it ain't now.
I be trying to get it popping. They actually have a certified fresh Rotten Tomato sticker on this bitch.
That means a lot nowadays to you, internet niggas.
I guess so, nigga. I don't give a fuck about that shit, nigga. I just want to know what the bonus features are.
No, I feel you, but again, like I said, you got to think, you got to speak to your audience. Motherfuckers know Rotten Tomatoes because they also don't understand how Rotten Tomatoes works either. But
yeah, yeah, you fuck around and just might be right.
There's nothing that annoys me more than talking to an ignorant nigga that's talking about, nigga, Rotten Tomatoes don't know shit, nigga. Nigga, they gave it a 34. Did they give it a 34? Like, yeah.
No, Rotten Tomatoes didn't do shit.
Research what Rotten Tomatoes is.
Nah.
Anyways, I'm sorry. That's the elitist coming out.
Okay, I have a question. You know how this shit go. And for everybody in the chat as well. Worst movie you've seen in the past 5 years. Go.
Nigga, I definitely. You know what? I'm going to really have to train myself to stop bitching every time you ask these fucking out of nowhere ass questions. First of all,
who knows?
I don't think about the most terrible movies ever. So if I saw your shit and it was terrible, it's followed a short-term memory, and I don't even remember shit going past that point. So I do not know. I mean, I'm trying to think. Since I don't watch Tyler Perry movies, I can eliminate trying to figure out around that shit down.
I'm sure if I saw a Tyler Perry movie, I would definitely have it in the amongst the ranks of the worst shit that I've seen.
Damn. You talking about five.
Nigga said how long ago was Transformers 5?
Well, no, Stu, real shit. No, Stu, I was actually thinking that, and I think it's outside of that. Or, no, it may be barely in it, because I think Transformers 5 was maybe 2016. So that might be it.
Damn, you know what? I hadn't even thought about that shit.
I'm fairly sure that it was.
I'm really trying to think though. Was it? God damn, that feels crazy. If so, like what? Because the only thing that I remember Michael Bay coming out 2016 was that, which I think he just produced though, was that Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh, but then it would have been like 2015 then. If that was, no, Last Night was actually 2017.
Shit, was it?
Wow, yeah.
Nigga, there it is.
Okay, so yeah, there it is. Yeah,
I Care a Lot. I have never heard of that shit. That's nutty.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I don't know if I.
And a lot of people were raving about it. I haven't watched it. It's got Peter Dinklage in it, and I think Rosamund Pike or some shit.
I like her. She's good.
I don't feel either way about her. I mean, I watched Gone Girl once.
Oh no, I've seen Gone Girl quite a fucking few times. What's that movie with Oprah? That kid movie.
I don't know.
A Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah,
that shit sucked. That was bad.
With Ava DuVernay is fine ass.
Yeah, Ava is a fine little old lady.
I want to eat the butt.
ATM gang.
I gotta stop encouraging don't you take motherfuckers it personal. On the butt eating, considering I don't actually eat butt.
Hey man, listen. Ain't nothing wrong with eating a little bit of booty. You know what I'm saying?
Right? I might eat Ava DuVernay's booty.
I'm saying. Look, hey, come right out the little splash. You know what I'm saying?
Old nigga. Like, I don't know why you talking like she in her 60s or some shit.
No, I'm saying, you know, you just get that butt a little splash in the water. You know what I'm saying? A little water, a little soap. You know what I'm saying? A little loofah. You know what I'm saying? Maybe.
Yeah, definitely. I've done worse, so yeah, why not?
Do you feel me?
No, I don't personally feel you, but I mean, yeah, I understand where you're coming from. It's Doug, motherfucker. I dig it.
Yeah. Hey, man, that first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was actually not bad, and then that shit went. The second one was trash, though. Let's see. What the chat talking about?
Retro says, I Care a Lot should have been the LBGT, you know what, the Alphabet Gang.
The Alphabet Gang.
Empowerment label.
So they tried. So they tried to like force the message and squeeze it into the end of the movie. I heard that shit is whack. The Killing of Nicole Brown Simpson sounds like ass. I wouldn't have wanted to.
Oh no, you don't remember that shit because I do believe I know Stuckman fucking roasted the fuck out of that shit.
Did he? Yeah,
I did watch that probably review for was it trash. Because yeah, and them and Double Toasted reviewed it, and I remember like watching Stuckman's review, and yeah, he was like, yeah, this movie is fucking god awful.
Man, I'm really trying to remember like the worst shit that I specifically remember seeing, because for the most part, like, niggas be low key in a good space when it comes to like picking, like going to see the shit that actually look like it's gonna be fire and it actually end up being fire. So the crazy thing is, I've seen more bad movies at home than I have in the theater on the recent side, especially.
Well, yeah, I don't usually. Going to the theater for me is like picking video games. I usually don't make a bad decision when I'm spending my money.
I feel you. Even when I'm not spending money, shit. I mean, at this point, yeah. Like when some shit just looked like some bullshit, like fucking the Regal app popped up on my phone and shit. It was like free popcorn all weekend. I'm like, oh shit, that's lit, I guess, whatever. And then I open up the app and it's like, to get it, come see Peter Rabbit. No. Like, right. Nigga, I would rather come and pay for my fucking popcorn to see something I want to, nigga. That's some bullshit.
You know, one of the worst things I didn't do that I wanted to was when I can't think of the name of the fucking movie. I almost want to say it was Show Dogs.
I remember the name, but I don't think I saw the actual movie, though.
So, nah, I didn't see the movie, but apparently there was a scene in there that got cut out where I guess like, because Ludacris is doing the voice of one of the dogs, and I think it was like the dog was getting fondled or some shit, and they were going to cut the scene out, and I remember saying, fuck it, I ought to just go see this shit just so I can see the scene before they completely erase it from existence. Mm-hmm. And of course, I wasn't dumb enough to do that, but I did want to see what it was just so I could be like, oh yeah, I know that, I actually saw that scene. But I didn't.
Damn, I definitely know that. Well, I watched, what was the last X-Men, bro?
Oh yeah, that shit was pretty bad too.
That was bad.
Dark Phoenix.
Dark Phoenix was bad. The end was decent, how they changed it up. That actually was decent, but for the most part, that shit sucked. And then the one after that, the New Mutants, that shit sucked.
It's still in my list on HBO.
Yeah,
Max.
That shit was trash. And as much as I liked the first movie, I want to say, yeah, the first one, the first Kingsman, good. That second one was fucking whack.
I don't know about that. I didn't think it was whack. It wasn't as good as the first one, but I mean, I was just as entertained in some way.
Nah. Jodie Foster in a diner in the jungle was stupid as fuck.
Yeah, but I mean, nigga, it's Kingsman. So, whatever.
I mean, I do want to, I mean, if they, you know, I definitely want to see the King's Man or whatever and see how that plays out. Sound like some weird shit, but Dragon Ball Evolution definitely was and ever and forever will be like the biggest atrocity to one of the most fucking beloved properties globally. That shit was ridiculously fucking trash. I don't know if that shit was as bad as that shit was worse than Airbender. I'm not even gonna say that. It was definitely worse than Airbender. Airbender is not far behind it though on the ruined amazing property side though.
Yeah, thankfully I've seen none of those, so that's fine.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't have a real reason to. I don't know you to be a Dragon Ball Z fan. So.
No, I'm not. But I mean, I'll watch a movie. I'm not watching Dragon Ball the anime.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. Like, since you, considering that you're not a Dragon Ball like anime fan, I wouldn't expect you to watch the movie based on that. Because
I wouldn't based on that. But let's say, for instance, the perfect example would be, let's say that it wasn't as critically panned as it ended up turning out to be. I would have watched it on the lark just because it's like, yeah, condense your story down to me an hour and a half, 2 hours or whatever for me to watch a live action version. I would do that. But being that it's critically panned and I don't watch the anime, then yeah, I'm not even going to really take the time.
Yeah, I dig it.
Because if somebody would even just said it was decent, I would have probably given it the time of day to been like, all right, let me check the shit out. So I'm saying I'm that type. But I mean, give you an example. Think about it this way. I did not watch the fucking Turtles cartoon. That was more of a y'all younger nigga, so I didn't watch that shit at the time when it was out. I saw all of the movies.
But nigga, you may have been an original OG Turtle comics fan.
Sort of. I didn't read the comics. I was aware of them. Even I knew somebody that even had the original shits where it was hardcore and still in black and white.
That's what I'm saying.
I was
right.
Aware. But no, I didn't read it.
Okay.
I was aware. But then what actually got me was I saw a poster, and this was one of the original posters where I still had that shit, but it was the Turtles on there, and they all had red masks. It wasn't even like they made a distinction
yet. Right.
So I thought that shit was dope as fuck, and then the Nintendo game came out, and I had that, and then I played the games, but I've never watched one episode of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Did you watch the movies from the 90s?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Oh. I've seen all of the movies.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen an episode of Turtles cartoon.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is, I don't know which one came first, but I feel like I watched the movies before I watched the cartoon.
I think it was the other way around. Cause like, yeah, I saw the first three original movies in the theater.
Oh my God, nigga, do you know? So, Wuha is the first piece of music that I ever owned, like that I asked for, because I was like, yo, I don't know what this is, but it's amazing. And it was the first black cassette I ever saw. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? And that shit, so it was like the single, the radio edit, and then like the instrumental on the back or whatever.
Right.
Fire. But the piece of music that almost was the first thing that I ever asked for and owned was the fucking Ninja Rap that Vanilla Ice did for the Ninja Turtles 2, nigga. Because that shit was phenomenal, nigga. Like, for a kid, I'm like, yo, that nigga had Ice Ice Baby going at the time, nigga. Then he come with this shit, nigga. Like, oh, shit, he got a ninja rap. And I knew I was a ninja, nigga.
Hey, look, I'm going to let you live. Like what you like, bro.
Nigga, at the time, nigga, go, ninja, go, ninja, go.
Again, perspective is everything. I was a teenager. Niggas thought that nigga was whack. Outside of, I didn't like Ice Ice Baby, but I did not hate it. I distinctly remember the summer that shit came up, my sort of stepbrother, he heard that shit down south first. It hadn't even come up here. BET wasn't playing it or nothing. Yeah, I mean, a lot of shit used to happen like that. Like, I used to see, there's a lot of shit that I've heard other places. Like, my grandmother lived in New York. I've heard songs in New York, like, the summer before they started hitting and, like, made it this way, west, or whatever, at least by Midwest. So, I remember him talking about this shit, and he thought he was black. And then, of course, the shit comes out, and I'm like, all right, it was cool. But, I mean, you know, I also like Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie. But it was like, it was fine. But I'm not fucking buying this shit, whatever. So outside of that, niggas hated Vanilla Ice. So I understand what you're saying as a kid, but as a teenager, none of us was buying that shit. We was like, nigga, fuck this dude. On top of the fact that he came out and had the nerve to be trying to defend himself. So we had third base dissing him. Everybody was dissing him. There was no love.
Yo, look, that's the crazy shit. Ice. But the thing is, nigga, niggas say what they want to. That bitch sold all the records.
Yeah, there. It did. And you, but
I'm
you know
talking
what?
About all
and,
the
and
records.
I get that, and I'm okay with that. That doesn't bother me. But I also be like, yeah, niggas keep that same fucking energy when you got these dumb niggas that want to have debates with you about who is better in rapping. They'd be like, yeah, but so-and-so. So if based on that, you're basically telling me that Vanilla Ice went diamond, so he should be in your top five, though, right?
No, not you.
I'm just saying, niggas don't keep that same energy when they be having those debates. That's why niggas try to bring sales into it. They'd be like, yeah, who better, so-and-so or Lil Wayne? And they'd be like, yeah, but Wayne sold such and such. What the fuck that got to do with it?
Yeah. I mean, nigga, listen, man. No, Vic definitely ain't got turtle power, man.
Not fucking Vanilla Ice's turtle power, no. Nigga, we can play Turtles in Time all fucking
Facts, nigga.
Day.
On Super Nintendo?
Yes.
Nigga.
Of course.
Nigga.
That or like arcade. I mean, I played it when it was in the fucking arcade. So, I mean, yeah, when Super Nintendo came out, that was dope as fuck that I at least had a two-player version. That's why I'm still waiting on this new shit to come out on PlayStation, hopefully later this year. Like I said, it was made by the same motherfuckers that made Streets of Rage 4, which you barely played. That night we kicked it. But, you know, I'm bringing up personal
I'm
shit.
I'm an old nigga, man.
What that got to do with anything? We old niggas, like, we playing some retro ass shit.
You right, though.
Anyway.
You right, though.
So, no, like I said, I'm all about Turtles when it's not the Turtles cartoon. Like, Turtles movies.
The cartoon was too, it was too round and happy.
Yeah, but again,
cheery.
It was four kids. I was at least fucking 15 by the time the Turtles. Well, I was 15 when the first Turtles movie came out.
Right.
So, yeah, that's different perspective. And I thought the movie was dope because of the fact that when it came out and it was more hardcore. And I was tripping on the fact that Raphael had said damn and everything and they was doing real martial arts and shit. Like, I thought it was dope as fuck.
That shit was crazy.
And, like, even as stupid as Secret of the Ooze was, I still liked it. But fucking 3 was garbage.
Oh, no, 3 was garbage.
Nick, I was so mad. I probably used fucking, I may have even been out of school yet, so that might have been my money that I paid to see that whack ass shit and was mad. Nah, I think I was still in high school, so I think my mother probably kicked in that dough for me.
Waving the fofo.
Nigga, I remember I saw that shit at Tower City and I was by myself and I was like, nigga, this is ass.
Yeah, that shit sucked, bro. That shit sucked.
Anyway.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? It's a stain on the reputation. That was the end of that shit. It was like, all right, no more of these, my nigga. We are out of there. But, nigga, when they got to fight Super Shredder at the end, nigga, that was what the whole shit was, nigga. Like, nigga, the Turtles was doing choreography, karate dance moves at the club, nigga. Vanilla Ice had a cool ass song, nigga. They had DJ scratches in the beat. That shit was hard, nigga. They was hitting the go, ninja, go, ninja, go. Then fucking Shredder got the ooze, became Super Shredder, busted all through the fucking flow, and them niggas went out on the dock and threw hands with that nigga, bro. Like, it was dope.
No, that's fine. Everything but Vanilla Ice, nigga. Fuck that, nigga. And that was when I was finally coming to terms with not being mad at Ernie Reyes and all of the opportunities he got from the 80s through to that point to be on shows and shit during martial arts, because I hated that little nigga when when we were kids, and it's like, this little nigga doing karate and shit on TV. Fuck this nigga.
I was all for the karate shit, man. But that, no, and like, cool, what other video game shit? Niggas, Surf Ninjas? Oh my God. Classic from my childhood.
I think I probably watched the first Three Ninjas movie.
Oh, no, I saw all the Three Ninjas. I was super salty when them little niggas got recast. But Three Ninjas was fire. Surf Ninjas was fire. That's when I first saw Ernie Reyes Jr. That was raw. Surf Ninjas was super lit. Right. Because them niggas was like, and it was like a video game in the movie, and them niggas was playing it, and it was like on like a Sega Saturn or like that. Like, what the fuck was the handheld Sega?
Game Gear.
Game Gear. Yes, niggas was playing the Surf Ninjas game on Game Gear and fucking each other up, nigga. That shit was dope, bro.
Yeah,
shit was just hard in the 90s.
Nah, the better shit to me is just the idea of ninja shit from the 80s to me, because it was a little bit more hardcore. Because I came up during the Enter the Ninja, Revenge of the Ninja, Ninja 3 the Domination, like that whole boom in the 80s, right around the time right before fucking Last Dragon came out, when. Fucking goddamn it, the Canon film shit, when they used to have their whole lock on making all of the American ninja shit and then going into American Ninja and all that bullshit. Like, all that shit was cheesy and terrible as fuck, but it was always, you know, gory and.
Yeah, man. Like, stupid. niggas like ninjas, man. Like, American niggas like ninjas out here in these streets. Right. I don't know. We'd be on that shit. But yeah. I don't know. Man, how the fuck did we get here?
I don't know, same way we get every fucking where. That's exactly why I said, nigga, like, you talking about, you know, pre-show shit. And I'm like, yeah, we got the one thing, but I'm like, I ain't fucking worried about it. That's why. I said earlier, I said, freestyle show, let's see how this goes. And I knew goddamn well it was not going to be an issue.
Hey, we be out here, man. Shit be happening. Hey, man. Hey, you know what, man? I don't think I ever had pajamas with the feet, man. I can't, not that I can remember.
I remember I did, but I mean, it was like Superman shit, because I think there was a picture. Nah, I don't think. I did have some, but I was thinking they were something superhero related.
Speaking of Superman, I got to catch up on Superman and Lois, because that shit, I think I'm on like episode 3 or 4, and I don't know how many are out now, but that shit's good.
They ain't enough hours in a day. Because I figured at this point right now, if I need to dedicate anything, I still never bothered to finish watching the second season of Harley Quinn. I didn't finish that. I still never finished Young Justice. I still have a bunch of shit to watch from Batman Beyond, because I only probably really watched the first 3 episodes and then like the Return of the Joker shit from Batman Beyond. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I've seen all of Justice League and Justice League Unlimited. I've seen pretty much all of the Superman animated series. I've seen all Batman animated series. So there's a lot of shit that I need to watch in that vein, where it's like, nah, I'm not about to put one thing over the other. But again, animation makes me sleepy, so that's part of the problem, where I want to watch the shit, but it's like, also don't want to fall asleep on it because I'd be too relaxed. But it is what it is.
Nah, I get it. I get it completely. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I did this week, but I didn't watch anything. What I did do, though, I bought the actual Switch. I had the Switch Lite, which some of y'all knew, and I finally got my actual Switch in. Bro, listen, man, fucking around with Amazon, you get the little Afterpay shit or Quad Pay or whatever. You get to pay it over like 4 payments, nigga. Like, yeah, let me go ahead and get that Switch. So I got that shit set up. I got my capture card so I can start streaming. The shit that fucked me up when I transferred my game data over in my Switch account, it didn't transfer all my save files from Breath of the Wild. So I am further back in the game than I was, even though I beat it. I beat Breath of the Wild, I forgot to tell you. So I beat Breath of the Wild, transferred my fucking game data over. Everything didn't come. It deleted the old one from the Switch Lite. So now I have to fucking finish the game again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would hit you with that, but that was cool, but I would rather have been though. But you know, it's fine.
Right. Yeah, man. That shit sucked. But I get to fuck around now and play more Freeform, and also I was playing on the 85, so you know, shit was looking crazy over there, nigga.
Yeah. I need to play something, I guess, sometime soon, but whatever. I mean,
I bought Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath with everything unlocked, so I could fuck with that yesterday. And I also...
I didn't even realize that shit was on Switch.
I didn't either. until I went into fucking Best Buy. So I went in Best Buy, saw that shit, and was like, oh yeah, let me fuck around. And I grabbed that. I grabbed, oh, Assassin's Creed. They had a, they had two Assassin's Creeds on one game, two of them. So I grabbed that shit. And I feel like I grabbed something else too. Excuse me, but I already had Hyrule Warriors. And I also grabbed Smash Brothers. Pause. So that was always.
You don't like the Smash Brothers?
No. No, sir. So yeah.
I'd be super smashing. I don't know about MK Trilogy being the best.
Bruh, you definitely pause on Smash Bros. And you super pause on Super Smash Bros.
Yeah. Super smashing bros. But yeah, MK Trilogy, I did have a lot of fun with, especially, but nigga, that was a very flawed and broken game. But it was dope as fuck to having all them characters on that shit when I used to play the PS1 version all the time. But yeah, I still haven't even bought MK11 yet. Eventually, I guess it'll happen. I have MK10 and I got that when it was still relevant and all that shit. But I really don't play NetherRealm style games that hardcore like that, so
oh yeah, it's hard for me to.
It's hard for me to be like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do that. I mean, yeah, you know, I'm a Tekken dude, and actually, since fucking Virtual Fighter 5, whatever version that came out, it was free. I downloaded that and kind of played around with it a bit, but I never played that shit. And then also this past month, what was free was Star Wars Squadrons, and it's a fighter. Not a fighter, not like a fighter, duke it out fighter. But it's basically, you know, like dog fighting in space kind of shit. So I definitely got to come over here and get busy on your 80-inch ass screen.
Yeah, bro. It's crazy.
See what that shit's like. But yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. My boy. Yeah. Gerald. You got to pull up on your boy, man. Retro Gerald. You got to pull up on your boy, man. This week, we be over here, man. Shout out to the homie Richie Carlisle. Go cop that project, that Frank Moses.
Yeah, Richie Carlisle. Yeah, search for that shit on Bandcamp. So it goes directly to Richie Carlisle, RitchieCarlisle. Damn, I'm good. I ain't even got to shit up. But yeah, Frank Moses Experience, some dope shit. There's a couple of niggas on that guest appear on one of the songs called The Ritual. I think them niggas do a podcast, but
they might.
They might.
They
but,
might.
I mean,
but, they might do a podcast, and they might also appear on this record if you go listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, some niggas is whack though.
Fuck yeah, niggas definitely trash. You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't got no bars, man.
But you should definitely listen to the rest of the album. But that would be dope. But yeah, check out our videos, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie one time, man. And we appreciate y'all tapping in with us as we sit here and talk shit and crack jokes and so on and so forth with et ceteras and whatnots.
You know what? I understand how this can become sort of addicting to a certain degree.
What you like, mean?
It just hit me today. So I'm thinking about the fact and just the whole thing with the chat and with them interacting and all that shit.
Yeah.
I understand how you could kill a lot of fucking time and niggas always be going, doing live streams and just doing and talking shit and just.
Yeah, I mean, to be able to have people who fuck with what you fuck with. You ain't even got to agree with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we can have that, we can be having conversation and just going in on shit. Like, which well, is why.
That's what it is. And it doesn't even feel like it's not even like self-serving where it's like, oh, I just want attention. Like, it really kind of feels like a conversation, even though they ain't getting to say shit per se.
Yeah, like verbally, but yeah. Still. But that's the thing, too. That is also a part of the reason why. In a moment where I feel like, all right, cool, like I can throw something out there and we can kind of get the conversation rolling. We got enough people between the two chats where if I say, nigga, top five this or top five that or favorite this or worst that, it ain't just you necessarily.
Right.
Because then we can get that going and then niggas start throwing all, you know, throwing out different joints and then it rolls into more conversation, which I think is dope.
Right.
And, you know, for the like big streamers out here in these streets, I think that, I mean, for them, you know, being able to just sit down and just chop it with people who fuck with you and who you fuck with back, and y'all can, like I said, agree, disagree, it don't matter. When you got enough of them people in there and you just making fucking money, why wouldn't you stream all fucking day and talk to your audience and viewers about whatever the fuck?
I feel it. I can understand that shit now. Fucking Rory and Mealy Mall. I told you they was fucking bums. And Joe K. kicked them to the curb because they was fucking bums because they thought they were bosses. And they don't even understand that I'm a fucking boss. Yeah, I might be pussy, but I'm a boss. Rory is not a fucking boss. I hate academics. Anyway.
No.
Tangent over.
Neither the fuck is academics. Shit. That's fucking funny, man. God damn it. Well, yeah. There's stuff to do today. So.
Yeah, that's the fucked up part is that everybody has some shit to do because it's like, yeah, I can do this for a while. But
nah, you feel me? Like, nigga, I'm really like, yeah, like niggas is chilling for real, man.
I got a lightweight freshen my balls, but I wish I had Manscaped.
Yeah, baby.
To shave those gray pubes that some lady's not going to see.
The ball deodorant.
Yeah.
Nigga, I got to see what these man panties feel like, nigga, in real life. Because if they feel like trash, I'm not fucking putting these hoes on. Look, fuck all the bullshit, nigga.
Don't take them out unless you're going to model them right now.
I just want to know what the material is. Ah, there you go. Yeah. Mantis by Manscaped that say Manscaped on them. nigga copped the whole Manscaped package, player. You know what I'm saying?
See, now again, I'm gonna have to go ahead and order mine.
The Lawnmower 4.0.
So I can cut the Blurs and Clips logo into my pubes.
yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? So your joints can be smooth as eggs, my G's. You know what I'm saying? Manscaped.
Does that feel like? Yeah, I'm sure that feels great on your balls.
Definitely, probably balls. Feels great on your balls, man. Yeah, you know, we out here in these streets. Hey, you're talking about hold those up. I don't know if they have the dick hole? Because
that's the same thing.
Do these have the dick hole? Oh, they don't? Trash.
Lucky Lav looks like she wears his underwear with the dick hole in them. Oh, Dave Chappelle is a fucking genius.
Yeah, that nigga is definitely an all the way genius, man.
Oh, God. Anyway.
It ain't no dick hole. This shit is trash. I automatically want a refund for my shit. Nigga, hold on. So I got to pull my underwear down to piss, nigga? How fucking dare?
I already pull them down to piss. It seems like too much work trying to put my dick through the dick hole.
No, nigga, that's what the dick hole for. So you telling me you don't use the dick hole?
I have never. So if you come up as a kid and you never use the dick hole, what do you expect me to do as an adult? I'm not even used to using the dick hole. I've never just used the dick hole. Like, nigga, I can pull them down enough and flop my dick out and do what I got to do and put my dick back. Like, I don't use the dick hole.
I need the dick hole. I need to piss fast. That's funny. No ass exposed. See what I'm saying? You ain't got to do nothing. I ain't got to shimmy, nigga.
Lav says it's a secret door to my vagina. I have never been more turned on than Oh. So anyway, no, I don't use the dick hole.
Wait. The vagina, the vaginal trap door. Yo, listen. Am I the only person? Okay, I'm the only person. I already know I am. So just fuck it. I'm just going to accept the fact that I'm the only person before I even make this statement, nigga. But as an older nigga, sometimes my piss feels so aggressive, nigga, that I think to myself, even though I know I've been active and doing shit and moving around all day doing shit, sometimes I go piss and I think to myself, oh shit, what if I'm dreaming? And I go, damn, if I am, I'm about to wake up covered in piss, nigga, because I'm peeing so hard right now.
Wow. No.
See, I'm the only one. I'm the only one that thinks that sometimes when I'm pissing that I could be dream pissing. It just happens sometimes.
No, you're saying when you in the middle of the night or some shit and you at the toilet and you think you're dreaming?
No, it'll be midday sometimes. And I'll be pissing and I'm like, am I about to wake up?
No.
I think to myself, like, am I about to wake up, nigga?
Nah, I've never done that. And definitely, if I pissed myself, I didn't have a dream about doing it beforehand. It was some weird shit. But no, again, like I said, I guess to me, like I said, I've experimented around in some weird ass situation where it's like trying to fuck around with the dick hole. And it just seemed like way too much work. It's like, nigga, I'm just going to drop these shits and do what I got to do and keep it moving.
Just dropping it, flip your nuts.
Basically, yeah. Like,
fuck it. I'm not trying to hit the foop move, nigga. I'm trying to.
Like, yeah, nigga. Foop. Ooh, this water's cold. Like,
nah. Oh, man. That's fucking hilarious. We're terrible people.
Lightweight.
Hey, man, look, we out here. I will.
Fuck you, Retro. No, I was not in elementary school with my whole booty out. That is hilarious.
That Yo, is fucking hilarious. Booty out pissers are fucking wild, nigga.
Shit all the way down to your ankles.
Nigga, yo.
I pee-pee. No.
Nigga, that shit is fucking classic. Instantly, nigga. What? Oh my God, bro! Listen, when that shit happens in a public bathroom, nigga, and you like, that's why I'm happy I've been in the house for a fucking year, my nigga, because nigga, like, no bullshit, nigga, you go to the mall, nigga, and you just walk into the fucking men's room, nigga. There's an adult ass man whose fucking joints is around his knees and shit, nigga. It's like, bro, what is you doing, nigga? Like, you are open for assault right now by the wrong nigga, bro.
I've got nothing. I just feel like we're just gonna just make this way worse.
Niggas got the, right. It's always a white dude. Actually, like, white man with the unbaked buns out in the fucking bathroom,
right?
Waving booty. What is happening, man?
Retro is just making this shit worse. And it's like, thankfully, he's doing it in the chat rather than me saying the shit.
Yeah. Hey, look, this is fucking hilarious, man.
Wow.
Well. The unbaked, you know what the biscuits look like when you fucking bust open the container. Nigga, them shits is pale, okay, pastiness. They ain't got that golden brown oven tint on them yet.
Right,
that motherfucker. Hey, man, I left that bitch upstairs, man. But them Theraguns, the handheld massager and shit. The little, like, it looks like a fucking gun, but it has a massage head that fucking like vibrates. It's a percussive massager. I grabbed one of them hoes when I was at Best Buy, and that it's a motherfucker. It feels great because my knee is trash, so I be using it on my leg and shit. But yeah, the way that motherfucker hit. And vibrate and bang so fucking hard, nigga. You know, just a chick with the sundress on, nigga, just nigga that ass just be like, I did, because my fucking sciatic nerve is fucked up. So I definitely hit myself in the lower back and like dead center of the butt cheek.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to probably get one of those.
No, I'm telling y'all, the shit is dope. I ain't gonna point y'all in the wrong direction. That's definitely not a sponsor. The fucking the Hyper Ice Go, that motherfucker is great. Okay, grab one of them shits, and I think they got the like live test units you could try out at Best Buy and shit. That shit is fucking excellent, my nigga. Like, I've been tearing my leg the fuck up with that joint. It's amazing. But yeah, this episode brought to you by Hypervolt massagers, Manscaped, Raycon, Skillshare, Nord, and ExpressVPN. And who else be sponsoring niggas out here?
Cialis.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Blue Chew.
Blue Chew. You sorry, know what I'm saying?
We're on the Blue Chew now. Yeah.
Get you a Blue Chew.
Yeah.
No. No, not me. But yeah, definitely the Blue Chews. You already know you gotta get them popping, man. And Honey, the free browser extension that'll work in the background while you're shopping and find coupons and discount codes for you.
I'm not hip.
Huh?
I'm not hip.
Really?
No.
Oh yeah, Honey be out here.
I guess. Like I said, I guess it depends on what you're watching.
I'll be watching all kinds of shit. This has been another one of them five episodes of Blurreds and Clips. As always, If you have questions, concerns, comments, or show subjects you would like to send to us, make sure y'all do that. Send those things to us over at blurredsandclips@gmail.com.
Unfortunately, Retro, yes, we are leaving. We've actually been recording for an hour and 50 minutes now.
Yeah, we two hours in. We
both have some place to be.
If we didn't have somewhere to go, it'd be another motherfucking story.
I think it honestly, it would have been, yes. Because like I said, we were having pretty much too much fun today. And if we didn't have some place to go, I don't think we would even be pushing the issue to have ended this episode. That's real shit.
Yeah, yeah, no, like, no bullshit. Four hour blocks, that's crazy. Right, right.
No, today well, see, was definitely a day, but we have shit to do.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I think that it would definitely be, if we were to do like something like that, it'd be like 2 hours. We'll probably break that shit into like two episodes, realistically, when it comes time to actually put the shit out and drop it. But yeah, that's something to think about, though.
Yeah, and I think it will probably maybe happen in the future. Like, I'm not, you know, like I said, I think we try to be a little bit calculated with some of what we do here. But yeah, today was just different in the sense that we were just going, but we didn't even intend to go this long.
No, definitely not. I mean, when the people pull up and they y'all talking and we got the chat going, like, that shit is dope. That's what it's about. Like, having being able to do that and interact with the people, that makes the show worthwhile. You know what I mean? Until you start making money, then it's like double worthwhile. But, you know, either way, I definitely don't want to, but we got stuff to do, man. We got stuff to do. It's like Saturday and we a couple of, you know, like entertainment niggas and shit. And that's what make it rough. We definitely got to try to, you know, lock it in. But again, man, I appreciate y'all tapping in with us as always. Make sure y'all follow the gang, Blurreds and Clips. We out here in these streets. Make sure y'all following myself at BKA Watts and my partner,
Vigatron 999.
Yeah. And y'all know we actually have to go be out here in these streets, which is kind of trash, but fuck it.
And go to Vigatron.com and download everything for free. Bitch.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, respectfully.
Yeah. Go download all the stuff because we out here. And yeah, we'll catch y'all next week. But I can tell y'all now, though, I will be streaming at least 2 days this week before we get back to next Saturday. I will be streaming 2 days for sure, and I will be taking my setup with me when I go out of town. I'll be in Philly next week, so when I go out there, I will be going live from out in Philly. I got an art show to go to, so, you know, fuck with your boy. We out here in these streets. Make sure y'all following the Pro3 ENT Network on YouTube because there will be new content coming very soon. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the compliments. We out. Fucks with y'all.
Absolutely.